The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." When he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and do not be afraid." And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, "Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord. The first reading, Abraham was called to leave his country to go to the place they wanted him to go as the new nation. It's very symbolic for us. Jesus inviting us to leave down all the old selves, to go to a new horizon, a new country, a new body of Christ. In a certain sense, it's very true to you. You leave down everything in the Philippines and come to Hong Kong and build a new race of people of God. You know, Cardinal John Tong admired you very much all the time during the diocesan level celebration. You know what? Because half the Catholic population are Filipinos. Otherwise, our church would be not too many people. The church in Hong Kong is lively because of you. That's recognized by Cardinal John Tong. And as a matter of fact, it's not because of this material number is not important. It's more important to give the life of Christ through your witness. It is more important. And I heard that they say in 20 years, China will be the poorest country in the world. Do you know why? The richest people, the United States, Canada, England, Europe, all the money gone with the wind. left out the poor people. So they are not constructing a country. They're destroying a country. But this political, I'm not putting on this point. But it's more important is we are called to be a new nation. Nation of the Lord. Unity in Him. Because He is the one who saved the world. The individual. We are called to be one body. One body of Christ, that He is the one who saved the world. We individually, we are useless. We can do anything. But with Him, it's perfect. He said, whatever you ask in His name, that means in unity, will be given. I believe this. This is my belief when I ordained the priest. I remember when I was called to enter the seminary, I was still a young guy, high school student, not yet graduate. It takes me another years and years to be ordained. But one thing, God is preparing me, not because only the seminary formation, just because of the native people, is giving me strength. Because when I was studying in Rome, I met a group of Christians, not priests. They're members of the Focolare movement. They're native people. The founder is Chiara Lubich. She died some years ago. But by that time, when I was studying in Rome, she was still at the age of 50, 60s. She gave me the strength. She's a native woman. When she was young, she was a kindergarten teacher. She wanted to study more, but her family cannot afford. It was during the war time. But she had a good heart. Once she was in a retreat in Loreto, the place where they say, tradition says, the angel bring the house of Lazarus to that basilica. So once she was at a retreat in Loreto, she prayed in that house, presumed to be the house of the Holy Family. So good, she got a call to build a new family. So after the retreat, the spiritual director asked, "Sir, what do you get from the retreat? Are you going to be a nun?" "So no way. Are you going to get married?" "No, that's not my calling. I should be single in the life, in the family, not at all." She said, "I have the fourth way. That means to live unity in the world. That means you can, if those people who knows about the Focolare movement, is the a group of single people, either boys and girls, separately, they live together so that they witness the teaching of Jesus, that all may be one through their life. Unity is not something taught, but something lived. They are the one who touched my heart because they how to live it, and I believe. So this is why I say my yes at the end towards the priesthood. Because my calling, as well as yours, is the same, to build the body of Christ in the world. How we can live, how you can build. First of all, we have the courage to love more than other people. The courage to listen wholeheartedly to the people. Not so much thinking for ourselves, first of all. We say, put God in the first place. That means to say, whatever needed our neighbor, let them be the first. And eventually, I really felt that's the presence of Christ when we have mutual love, when we want to be the first one to love, and we try to love unconditionally, and especially when together, living this way, there is a kind of presence. For example, now, you can feel, when you listen to me wholeheartedly, without thinking other things first, and I try to speak wholeheartedly, this kind of take and give, this mutual love is the presence of not here. So many times, not because the priest taught you something, it's because you love and you got something. Not because I teach you many things. Maybe you don't understand what I'm talking about. But by the time when you use your energy to love the person who is speaking, this love has the light of the Holy Spirit. Do you agree? And this is the point, not only in the church. Anywhere we go, the instrument of unity of the Lord, we do on His behalf to serve, to love, to listen, and let the Lord do the second part. We be the first instrument. Try our best to help. In order to do this, you have to die of yourself. That means that like a cup of, you've got a cup. If you're full of water, people can no more water can enter. Unless you pour out your own water, the other people can enter. That's the way. Always forgetting ourselves, the cup of water pouring away, and listen and accept. We keep a helping hand. All these things make us grow in Him, because Jesus is inviting us, is calling us, follow me. But follow me, you have to, with true love, not too much concentrate on your property. That's why there was a young man coming to Jesus. He wanted to follow Jesus. And he said, I observe all the rules, all the commandments of the Lord. And Jesus said, good. When you have learned one thing you have to do, sell your things and give it to the poor and come to follow me. Unfortunately, that man, so rich that he dare not give up all things, he left Jesus. And then the disciples asked Jesus, what happened? What about us? We give so much to you. When Jesus promised, whatever you give out in His name, hundredfold. It's so true. Although I didn't have my own family, I have hundreds of families. Each one of you, you treat me as a son, as a brother, as an uncle. So real, this relationship. Sometimes more than the relationship in the family. Because where there's true love, there's the presence of God. And that's the way is God is calling us. Abraham, take out your things. Come and follow me. Me too. I come, as you know, this is my seventh parishes. Attend. Whatever God invites us, there's always the blessing. So I believe wherever we go, there's always a blessing for the of the Lord. And everything, even sufferings, is very peaceful because Jesus invites us to share His love by suffering also. When we suffer, we offer, this is our mass. This is our way. So we thank the Lord. He invites us, all of us, no exception. Don't tell me that I'm not worthy. Of course, nobody is worthy. Just because of you're not worthy, that's why God called you. Be humble, but be His disciple. Truthfully, He needs you. Only you can preach the gospel in your area, in your school, in your among your classmates, in your family also. God is inviting, not pushing. Gentle, but you have to listen. That the Holy Spirit is working today. So we pray a little bit. Listen, it's really we open ourselves. Do you have an open heart for the Lord's calling? Do we really try to live as much as we can? We are not perfect yet. But important is start again on a daily basis. And this promise, they promise us, don't worry so much for tomorrow. Tomorrow you have another cross. But today, you have a cross. Live well this present moment. Whatever suffering for sinners. Be one with the Lord. And you will find peace. Peace is the thing that God is preparing for us. Not for eternity in heaven, but today now. He doesn't want you to be worried for your whole life. And then you say you can gain paradise. No. Paradise is on earth. Where there is Jesus, there is paradise.